Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Matt Wilstein from The Daily Beast, and I want to share with all of you a little preview of a super fun episode I just put up with Sarah Cooper on my podcast, The Last Laugh. Since it was Donald Trump's last full day in office, I asked Sarah if she had a parting message for the president she has been making fun of on TikTok over the last year. Here's what she told me. So the reports are that he's going to leave Washington on Wednesday morning before the inauguration. Obviously, he's not going to the inauguration. Do you have sort of a farewell message to Trump on his way out of town?
What a petty bitch. That is all I have to say. What a petty bitch. Like, you can't even shake the man's hand. I mean, come on. I mean, it's so on brand, though. It's so on brand.
It really is.
I mean, it really is. Like, if he had been gracious and conceited and been, you know, this amazing beacon of, you know, light at the end of his term, we would have been like, wait, he did pivot, you know, but he never pivoted. So I'm happy he never pivoted.
There was never a new tone.
Nope, never a new tone.
There's still, even though people are still saying it on cable news, still giving him the new tone stuff. What have you kind of made of this past week or so? You know, I mean, I guess starting with the Capitol riot, but there's been this reckoning. I mean, he didn't change, but there has been some change in the sense that Republicans speaking out against him, Twitter, you know, deleting his account, all this stuff that didn't really seem possible a couple of weeks ago. I mean, what's been your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, the deleting Twitter, I didn't think they would ever do that. And I saw an image with all of the social networks that have banned him, and it was like Pinterest, and, you know, like all of these.
You didn't even know he was on. Yeah.
Didn't even realize he was using Pinterest to help, you know, promote himself, but obviously it makes sense. I guess cynically, I think, why now? You know, because he had been promoting so much hatred and violence for so long.
Feels a little
and
late.
So, it feels a little late. It feels that, you know, cynically, I'm like, oh, they felt like maybe they were going to be exposed if any more violence happened, or they know that Democrats are coming in and they're going to be in charge now. So they're trying to curry favor with Democrats, you know. So, but for whatever the reason, I think it was definitely the best. I can't imagine right now if he was on Twitter. So many things have been like, well, if he was on Twitter, he'd be responding to this. If he was on Twitter, he'd be saying this. So we can all kind of imagine it. We don't need it. You know what I mean? It's great. We actually know exactly he'd be doing these midnight tweets. We'd be engaged with them. We'd be like talking about them. And just to take him out of the cycle that way has been awesome. It's almost like we've regained our sense of self by not having to watch this Twitter feed.
What's been really interesting to me is that even I think it's played a bigger role than I even expected it would in the way that Republicans are speaking out against him. Like, would someone like Liz Cheney have been as strong as she would if she had could have gotten a tweet, but she knew that there was no tweet coming her way. And apparently that's all they care about.
I never bought into this whole, they're scared of a mean tweet. Did you ever buy into that?
Well, I didn't really either. But now all of a sudden I'm like, maybe it is because now they're speaking out in a way that knowing that the mean tweet's not coming has sort of liberated some of them in a way that is unexpected.
Right. Yeah.
But the
amount of power that Twitter feed had, it was, I mean, I knew it from the beginning. I wrote this rant that I ended up deleting the day after he was elected about how I knew that these tweets were going to be, every single tweet was going to be a headline. Every single tweet, there were going to be 100 articles written about it. And that's kind of what happened. And that vortex, I'm just happy for that vortex to be gone.
Well, you've been liberated from Trump's tweets for quite a while now, because he blocked you, what, 4 years
ago?
Yeah.
He blocked me in 2017, but I still, I had another account that I would like go in and I would look at what he would say. And it feels so good to not do that anymore.
When people hear that he blocked you, I mean, they assume that it's because of your videos, but this was like way before that, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I was on his shit list from like day one almost. Yeah.
What did you do?
I was a reply guy. I was a presidential reply guy, I guess. You know, I would reply to all of his tweets, and I said something about how he, you know, it was like fake news. Donald Trump is not fit for president. Real news. Donald Trump was never fit for president. It was like so innocuous. It wasn't even funny. It was, but people were starting to retweet it and like it. And I think that's why he saw it. And I think that's why I got blocked. But it was like shocking to go to his page and be like, Donald Trump has blocked you. Me?
What? Yeah. That is crazy. And there's been like lawsuits and stuff about it. I think that like whether it's legal for the president to block people from hearing what he's saying. I don't know if you were part of those class actions, but
I wasn't, but it was pretty cool to go to his page and it actually didn't say I was blocked anymore. It just said this account does not exist.
There is so much more where that came from, including Sarah's thoughts on what should happen to Trump and his family after they leave the White House, and why she thinks the MAGA crowd actually enjoys her Trump lip sync videos. So please subscribe to the Last Laugh podcast, where you can hear our whole conversation right now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.